Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good day to you, all you beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values than love can devolve and slide into BS. I am not interested in BSing people. I am interested in loving people. I want to see love win the day. I want to see love shine the light on our world. I want to see love rising to the top of relationships. I want to see love conquer our political divides. I want to see love heal families. I want to see love bring children closer to their parents. I want to see love bring parents closer to their children, whatever their ages may be. Love, to me, is the one value that is worth all other values all combined. Love sustains the human condition in a balance that continues to construct instead of destruct. It's a solid basis of life. You and I are often, lazily tempted to say we understand love. We are often lazily suggesting that, oh yeah, I'm a lover and I've done it. I know you've done it. But my week in and week out attempt here, my goal, my purpose in this project of the No BS Bishop is to urge you to go deeper in your understanding of love, to urge us all to unpack and grasp the height, the depth, the width of love, to let love be the weighty subject that it always should have been, and to tear down all of the minimizations that we do. I think I just made up a word there, minimizing the idea of love. Don't minimize it. Let's maximize what love really is. So sit back, get comfortable. Find yourself a cup of coffee or a good drink of choice for the moment. Let me be your pastoral counselor for just about 20, 25 minutes. Let me give you the benefit of almost a half a century of my ministry as a pastor and now as a bishop. It is my delight, it's my joy, it's my heart, my desire to give what wisdom that's been given to me. I say here often, I am no perfectionist with love. I am a pilgrim for love. I am not here to impress you with what I know. I am here to impress upon us all what more we all need to know in, as it goes toward the journey of living a life for love alone. Today I want to talk to you, and as you get comfortable and pull up your chair, get a cup of coffee, let me invite you into my pastoral study, my counsel. Let's investigate the wide range, the wide emotional range of love. I think another way to say it is that love causes an awakening in our hearts, in our minds, in our thinking, in our perceptions, and in our concepts of life. The wide range of the emotions and the spectrum of love. I would propose to you that on one side of the spectrum of love, there will always be tears. Love is, if you think love guarantees no tears, let me burst your bubble. Love guarantees you will weep. Love guarantees you'll care enough. You'll care enough to cry. You'll care enough to cry when somebody is injured, somebody is ill. You'll care enough, obviously, when somebody dies. It'll break your heart. So you will weep if you love. Lovers weep. And the weeping that lovers do sheds tears, not for some kind of helplessness, but they shed tears out of true empathy. The sense that somebody you know and you love is suffering. The sense that somebody you know and you love has passed away. The sense that you know that someone you know and love, or maybe even if you know them in some distance, that there's issues, there's trouble in their life will bring you to tears. That's one side of the spectrum of emotions of love. But the other side of it is love will lead you to laugh, and it'll lead you to have belly laughs. It'll lead you to laugh out loud, to LOL with reality and say, oh my gosh, that's so pleasurable. It's so enjoyable. It's so wonderful that there's this kind of life being lived. Somebody's living for love alone, and look at the beauty that it produces. It'll make you laugh out loud, but it'll also make you laugh out loud when you see people who are living in the vanity of a lovelessness. And I don't mean to laugh with derisive, a sense of cynicism, but to laugh at the inexhaustible silliness of it, that you can live life without love. It really is pretty funny, because the result of that kind of life is absolutely vain. It's empty, and it is laughable. And if you think I'm being a bit harsh about it, Psalm 2 says that God laughs. He laughs when he sees the end result of people who plan evil deeds. He laughs. He fills the universe with his laughter because he knows the end thereof. He sees the end of those who are vainly attempting to do something that will not happen if their plans are intent on being hateful and evil. Evil and hate will always fail, but love will never fail. And God laughs at the vanity of the attempt to make something other than love work. So I think love gives us that opportunity. It gives us permission to laugh at that kind of vanity. But love also brings a lightness of heart, a sense of humor to life, the ability to laugh at ourselves, first of all. If we love others, we're far less concerned about our image. We're far less concerned about being right, being more seen in a better light. We can laugh at ourselves, and we can laugh along with others at ourselves. We don't feel so thin-skinned about the world around us, but we feel the sense of lightness and beauty about what the world around us really is. So I want to go through signs of the wide range of your emotions and in love, and how love has these mile markers along the way. You can see that you've traveled a distance when you've had this range of love operating in your life. The first thing that it is a true sign of how love is having its full impact on the wide range of your emotions is that the future gets a little brighter. In other words, you can see the dark, but you also see beyond the darkness that the light is coming. Watchman, what do you say of the night? And the watchman cries back, morning cometh. That's an Old Testament passage of Scripture, but it's so powerfully poetic. Watchman, what do you say of the night? And the watchman replies, the morning is coming. When love has its full opportunity to give us a wide range of emotions in life, we can see that the future is getting brighter. At the same time, we can see that the present and maybe the immediate future is dark and causes us to struggle. We're not blind to the struggle. We're not blind to the darkness. But we are more willing to look beyond that dark, beyond the night, and see that the morning cometh. Second sign of how love imprints and impacts us and shapes us toward a better emotional strategy, a better emotional wide range of experience, is that our desires expand and increase. We continue to desire life. We continue to desire relationships. We continue to desire the things of life that make life better. We desire better for our children, better for our neighbors, better for our nation, better for our communities. We want something better for all. We want better for ourselves. And then out of what we want better for ourselves, we see that others need something better, a better life, a better way of life. The wide range of emotions in love will create for you an empathy that sees folks suffering and on the other range of life in some poverty or ill health and whatever that case may be. And love's wide range of emotion will stir a desire in you to see a better day for all, to see things getting better and increasing. I don't think that is magical thinking. In fact, I think it's practical thinking. The human condition, as I've said here many, many times, the human condition is hardwired for love. And being hardwired for love, we want to see improvement in all lives. When people are suffering, love says, I want better for them. And if nothing else, if I can't do anything else but simply love and want better for others, then that's what I'll do. But if I can put my hand to a task or a project, if I can be involved in a community action program, if I can be involved as a volunteer to improve the life of others, well, then love will compel me to go there. That's a sign that the wide range of your love emotions is having its perfect way with you, that you desire better for yourself and for others. This third sign of a love awakening, if you will, a love imprint on your emotions, is the awareness, an awareness of the eternality, the wideness of how large life really is. Let me spend a few minutes on that. We get trapped in short-term thinking. Now, let me be sure to tell you that as a person of love, you will look at the immediate. You'll look at what needs to be done right now. What's immediately in need right now? Love wants to know in this moment, what can I do? But love reaches beyond that momentary sense and sees the eternality of love. Love is the eternal value of deity. Divine existence is proven in love. The Bible, the New Testament book of 1 John says, he who dwells in love dwells in God. He who dwells in God dwells in love. Love and God are interchangeable. Love with a capital L is God, and God is love. As such, we see, yes, on one side of the spectrum, we see the practical, the purposes that need to be achieved right now. But on the other side of that spectrum, we see the eternality of it. We know that our love will outlive us. That's really the most important thing I've said about this point. Love outlives us. To leave the legacy of love is to leave the legacy of an eternal imprint on this world. To know that I'm loving in a way, first of all, on one side of the spectrum, in a practical daily way, but I'm also leaving something that says, love is bigger than me. Love is bigger than my 70, 80, 90, 100 years on this planet. Love is bigger than all of us put together. It's eternal. It's been here from time past. It'll be here from time into the future. Love alone is credible. Love alone will not fail. Love alone, you've heard me just drone on about that, haven't you? Love alone is the one value that is worth all other values combined. And as such, love expands at the speed of light, which is eternal. So the spectrum of the emotions of our love, first of all, I told you, it'll help us see that the future is bright, even when we see the darkness of the present. Second of all, it'll cause our desires to expand and grow. Desire for myself, desire for others to expand and grow. When I see a need, my love determines for me a desire for better for others, better for myself, better for my children, better for my neighbors. And number three, love in the wide spectrum of emotions not only deals with the down and dirty present, the momentary sense of something needs to be done today, it'll also lead me to see that love is a legacy of eternal values. Love is a legacy that's brighter, bigger, and more expansive than any one of our lives. And in fact, if you look at history, love is that which has been the momentum of history, the long arc of history. Martin Luther King Jr. said one time, the long arc of all history may move slowly, but it arcs eternally toward justice. I would replace the word justice with eternally toward love. Love and justice, I think, are immediate twins to each other. Love will arc eternally toward a finality of love. What's going to happen in the final analysis? What will all the world say about all the evil, all the wrong that's been done? I will tell you exactly what it will say. It'll say, love lifted me. Love alone was the credible judgment of all things. Somebody asked me once if I knew about my brother. I have one full sibling. We grew up together, and he lived a difficult and struggling, complex life of addictions. And he became one of the statistics of the opioid epidemic. His life was lost 4 years ago on Easter Sunday morning. He OD'd. And when he left this life, it was crushing to my heart. I was the last living member of our four members of our family. And there were no other family members that were connected to him at all. I struggled greatly with that because as a human being, it just brought me to a deep sense of grief. But I want you to hear this. When somebody asked me, well, where do you think he's going to spend eternity, in heaven or in hell? My answer was, I know for firsthand fact he's lived hell his whole life. And I also know for a firsthand experience in my own life that whatever else happens to any of us, we will all land in the arms of love. He landed in the arms of love. There's no doubt in my mind about it. No matter how much misery he caused for others, suffering he may have caused for others, and he did, whatever. And by the way, some of that suffering was directed at me. I'm here to tell you that love is that value that is far and away above my bitterness, my pain, my unforgiveness, my need for justice, my need for a pound of flesh. Love says, whatever else will become of a life like that, love says, I'll have the final word. And that's where I leave those kind of questions every time, not sometimes. So love has an eternality to it. Love sees the immediate, but also sees the eternal. Now, last but not least, in terms of the great expanse of our loving emotions, last but not least is this. When we love, we will deal with negatives as a challenge to love at every level. So in an immediate negative for today, I have to rearrange how I assimilate that negative event into something that looks like love. How am I going to be a better lover because of negativity in the day? But on the other side of that spectrum, I recognize that when negativity happens, it may be an immediate circumstance, but I also recognize that if I'm a lover, if I'm committed to love, then the negativity isn't in me. The negativity is around me. I hope you saw that. I hope you see the difference there. The negativity that happened, even if it's brief, that negativity wasn't in me, but it is around me, and I have to contend with it on some level. And by the way, I guess if I want to be completely thorough about this, if on some level I recognize I've been sloppy in my love inventory of life and that negativity did come from me, oh boy, let me tell you something. Oh boy and girl, you need to know I'll deal with that in a hurry. If I created the negativity, I'm going to go after that tooth and nail. It is not going to escape my reach for change. But then I have to determine in my life of love, on the other side of the spectrum of negativity, I am going to stay as right with life as I possibly can. I'm going to stay as right with people, as right with God, as right with myself, as right with my family, as right as I know how to be out of love. And yeah, that means some things are going to take a while to work out. If there's a negative event that's happened, I'm just going to have to be patient. I'm going to have to let love have its perfect way. I will have to be patient. Yeah, I know I said the P word, patient. Patience is that which creates in us a deeper well of life and love. Patience digs that deeper well where life and love genuinely comes to full circle. So what will you be? Will you be impatient and shallow, or will you be patient and deepened in love? So those are the wide spectrums of the emotions of love, that we see the future's bright, even if the darkness may be currently with us. We see that our desires for others and ourselves are expanding toward better things, not just shrinking. We have an awareness of the immediacy of a need for love, but also the awareness that love is eternal. Love has to be given the opportunity to arc its way toward finality. And last but not least, we see that negatives, though they come our way immediately, that negatives are not who we are if we're lovers. And if, by the way, a negative shows up that did come from me, well, then I'm gonna pour all the buckets of love on me that I can find to get me free of anything negative, so that the wide spectrum of love, the emotions of love, are working their way throughout my life in a beautiful and complete way. Thanks for being here again today for the No BS Bishop. I want to close with the two exercises that we do every week. It's not monotonous to me at all. In fact, it is for me an anchoring for helping all of us see that we need regular, routine, loving habits. There is such a thing as a holy habit. There are habits that are bad. Yeah, you know that. I know that. But there's also a habit, there are habits that are valuable. Well, maybe I should talk about the love habit. Make love your habit. That's a powerful positive. Well, the two habits that I want you to learn here week in and week out is, first of all, good breathing. Good breathing. You know, breathing is the one thing none of us can live without for more than 30 seconds or so. Go ahead, try it out. Try to not breathe for about 30 seconds. You'll find out in a hurry your body's going to say, wait a minute, something's missing here. Your body has an automatic response. Now, on that note, when we breathe, we need to breathe in the capacity for love. Breathe in the capacity for taking air in as a gift that's been given to us out of love. Breathing in that everyday gift as deeply as we can, holding it as far into our lungs, letting our lungs fill up with this free gift of being able to have good oxygen, good air. That's a powerful exercise. So on the count of three, I will encourage you just to fill your lungs up as tight as you can. Relax yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to breathe all this free air that you can, so that at the end of the exercise, your mind is clearer, your body is healthier, and you feel just a little more loving. All right? On the count of three. One, two, three. Breathe in. And hold that deep into your lungs and exhale. Here in this pastoral study, this counsel that I offer you week in and week out with the No BS Bishop, I'm asking you to be a good steward of your health. And one of the easiest and most simple factors of that is just good breathing. I've told people many times, make it a daily Sabbath. If you're stressed, if you're hurried, slow down, stop, set down, and breathe. Just breathe good rhythmic breaths for about 5 minutes. It'll lower your blood pressure, it'll lower your anxiety, and it'll give you the opportunity to just be human. The second exercise is something that I never cease to be amazed at how this strikes people, and that is, get full eye contact with somebody. Slow yourself down again there. Get eye contact. Look them straight in the eye. And with real love cooking inside of you, whatever's in that oven, let it be love. Let them smell the beauty of the love that's baking inside of you. Get somebody's eye contact and say, I love you. Those three words are the most charmed, magical, powerful words in the human language, whatever language it may be, whether it's French, Spanish, whatever. Any language will produce a magical, charmed response when it's said with real value, with real intentionality. Eye contact is important. Saying it with your eyes connected to somebody. Oh yeah, it's awkward, it's weird, and I would encourage you, be discerning. You don't want to do this with just anybody. You got to know who it is that you're connecting with on this level. But be brave too. While you're discerning, be brave as well, and know that in your courage of saying I love you, you'll shake somebody's life up in a good and wonderful way. And it'll shake your life up too, because when you say that with that kind of beauty and intentionality, it gives you a rising sense of purpose in life. And I want you just to hear me say, I can't make eye contact with you through social media, through the radio, but I can offer you this, that if I could, through this means of you not seeing my eyes, I could just tell you I'm staring right at you. I'm looking at the computer screen right now and knowing that these sound waves are being recorded that will go out into an audience that I hope understands that I'm looking at you through these words, and I'm saying, I love you. And that comes from the depths of my own love experience. Thank you for being here again today. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth to be a hater. I'm here to be a lover. I want you to go out into this big wide world and do something beautiful every day, because ugly, oh baby, ugly has been done to death. It's time for the people of love to arise and shine and do something beautiful. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.